Well, Congressman Ryan Zinke is President-elect Trump's nominee to head up the Department of the Interior, and his confirmation hearings are also today. The Republican has said he supports keeping land under federal protection, but a new administration means some change may be in the future. Emily Schwing from the Northwest News Network has more from Washington State.
President-elect Donald Trump may not be keen on the idea to hand federal land over to states. At least, that's what he told Field & Stream magazine a year ago. He said something similar last spring to the editor of Peterson's Hunting magazine prior to his nomination as the GOP's presidential candidate.
Our land is not in the condition that it used to be, so we'll put it back into condition, but we're not looking to sell off land.
Trump recently nominated Montana Representative Ryan Zinke to head up the Interior Department, the nation's federal land management agency. Zinke's been outspoken about his opposition to a change in ownership, but on their first day in office, members of the 115th Congress voted in favor of a rule change that would make land transfers easier, and Zinke was one of them. Last January, a group of out-of-state occupiers used heavy machinery to remove fencing at Oregon's Malheur National Wildlife Refuge. Their efforts to reclaim federal land as their own turned into a 41-day standoff, and a handful of local lawmakers also got on board. But in other rural parts of the Northwest, people who make a living off the land, ranchers, farmers, miners, and loggers, are only looking for more access and better management of federal land.
That's a whole other story.
It's 6 a.m. at the Crossroads Cafe, aptly named for its location at a fork in the road where two Washington state highways merge just south of two tiny sleepy towns, Usk and Cusick. This is where a handful of locals gather every morning. They say they only come for the coffee, but they linger for a few hours to talk about politics and reminisce about the days when this region boomed with industrial jobs and active sawmills, a time Lloyd Hastings says he felt the most free. But now,
if you're going to have a permit to carry a gold pan on federal land, how silly. Who come up with that?
What I hear you saying is, if it's deemed public land, so it's held in trust for public use, then the public should be allowed to do with it and on it what they want to do.
They definitely should have a say on it, but they aren't being asked anything. It's just everything that's happening has been poked down their necks.
Forests here in the Northwest are in desperate need of thinning, and they are extremely prone to wildfire. Hastings says perhaps a large fire might offer a more immediate solution in comparison to the red tape and bureaucracy he says plagues land management.
It's been mismanaged so badly for so many years that it's going to take a lot of natural occurrences for it to ever get back the way it ought to be.
Opinions differ among the Crossroads Cafe group, but nearly all of them agree. Tight budgets have much to do with what they see as mismanagement and declining forest health. In an October interview, Washington's outgoing public lands commissioner, Peter Goldmark, echoed that sentiment, saying land management dollars at all levels of government are lacking.
We haven't been successful as of yet in persuading the federal government to really match on a dollar per acre what we've been able to do, which is not enough, quite frankly. They're struggling with their own budget.
Which is exactly why Jack Schubert at the cafe says he's against selling federal land, especially to states.
Absolutely none.
Why not?
They'd sell it off as soon as they had to balance their budget whenever they needed the money. That's why. That's the way state does things.
It remains unclear where desperately needed funding to improve forest health and access might come from. But in his interview with Peterson's Hunting magazine, President-elect Trump seemed keen to leave his mark.
And we're going to be good stewards for the land.
For Here and Now, I'm Emily Schwing.